الرحيم. الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير. فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نثير ولا تطمير. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إذا عملت الخطيئة في الأرض من شهدها فكرهها كان كمن غاب عنها، ومن غاب عنها فرضيها كان كمن شهدها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, friends and elders, in Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, there is a narration on the strength of Muhaddith Masruq rahimahullah, who said, "Intaha ilmu sahabati ila sittatin." The entire knowledge that was transmitted from the blessed bosom of Nabi alayhi salam to the galaxy of Sahaba, essentially it can be narrowed down to six Sahaba. All that knowledge that was found in the entire galaxy of Sahaba can be narrowed down to six key Sahaba. Ali radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine the richness of this accolade that the entire knowledge of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these six Sahaba had contained it? بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الظالمون. بل هو آيات بينات. These were clear signs and verses في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم, in the chest and the bosom of those who were endowed with knowledge. ثم علم الست تأتي إلى علي وعبد الله ابن مسعود. محدث مسروق رحمه الله says the knowledge of the Nabi عليه السلام was captured by six Sahaba, and then from that six Sahaba you can narrow it down even further that it was contained by two Sahaba. So in essence these two Sahaba had the khulasa of the ulum of Nabuwah. What a richness of an achievement, a feat, an accomplishment. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, وَاللَّهِ مَا نَزَلَتْ آيَةٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمْ أَيْنَ نَزَلَتْ وَفِيمَ نَزَلَتْ وَلَوْ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَعْلَمُ مِنِّي بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَنَالُهُ الْمَطِيُّ لَأَتَيْتُهُ. By Allah, there isn't a verse in the Quran but that I'm aware when it was revealed, why it was revealed, and what prompted its revelation. And if there's anyone on earth who knows more than me on any verse of the Quran, I will travel to him now to increase my knowledge on Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, there isn't a verse in the Quran but that he is aware about the backdrop and the details. Allah forbid, there isn't a verse in the Quran that we know when it was revealed. There isn't a verse that we know when. We don't know the translation nor the backdrop of it. And yet Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدْمِي عَلَى يَوْمٍ
نقص فيه أجلي ولم يزد فيه عملي. There is nothing that makes me cry in my life more than to see the sun rise from the east, set in the west, understand that one added day of my life has lapsed, but my good deeds have not increased. A day doesn't lapse in our life without our evil increasing. One day doesn't go in my life. Riyah Qayfi rahimahullah said, I did an audit on myself. I audited myself. And I found, li nifu wa arba'una zamba. I looked at myself and microscopically I analyzed, I reflected. And then I realized I had about 40 odd sins. Wa qad istaghfartu allaha li kulli zambin 100,000 marra. And then I asked Allah 100,000 times to forgive each of the 40 sins. We have 100,000 sins, we haven't asked Allah forgiveness 40 times. Awam bin Hawshab rahimahullah says, أَرْبَعٌ بَعْدَ الزَّنْبِ شَرٌ مِنَ الزَّنْبِ. Four attitudes after a sin is worse than the sin. الْإِسْتِصْغَارِ والاستبشار والاغترار والإصرار. الاستصغار, after disobeying Allah, to consider the disobedience of Allah as trivial, as insignificant, as minute, as not serious, it was just a sin. That attitude is worse than the sin. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. حكيم الأمين is مواعيد, has written extensively under this ayah in the context of the slander that was circulated against the honor and the dignity of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. When you were circulating it with your tongue. And sometimes we just talk, and Allah forbid, sometimes we even attack the honor of our satis. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah said, مَنْ صَرَّحَ لِسَانَهُ فِي أَعْرَاضِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أمسك الله لسانه عن الشهادة عند الموت. The one whose tongue is free, loose, open, casual in attacking the honor of the believer, Allah will deny him iman at the time of death. Allah will deny him. صرح يصرح التصريح in Arabic means to leave free. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ. In the 14th juz in Surah Al-Nahl, another name of this chapter is Ni'am, which means bounty. Allah speaks about how the animals covers the meadows and how it's a source of pride and joy for you. وَلَكُمْ and for you فِيهَا in it. جَمَالٌ, a sense of pride and beauty. حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ, when you return the animals at evening. وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ, and when you leave them to roam freely. Allah uses the same expression when you dissolve a marriage. إِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Keep your spouse with respect or release with dignity. Islam does not condone or justify any form of abuse. مَنْ سَرَّحَ لِسَانَهُ. مَنْ سَرَّحَ, he's like this, he's like that. Then Shaitan plays tricks with us. Sometimes we say, no, no, I said this about him, I'll tell him on his face also. So I'm not making ghibat. By telling him on his face, you haven't justified it, you've committed another crime. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَذَةٍ لُمَذَةٍ. Suratan fi al-Qur'an bada'at bil-wail. إحداهما في أموال الناس والثاني في أعراض الناس. سورتان في القرآن بدأت بالويل. There are two chapters in the Quran that commence with wail. Wail can either mean woe
or it can mean a pit in hell. One of two opinions. Both are severe. One curses the person who attacks the wealth of people. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe to the fraudster. Woe to the fraudster. Woe to the one who cheats in his business. And if you cheat in your business, what did Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi say? He said the effort and the hadaf and the mansha of this effort is that once again the ummah starts trusting the promises of Allah and fearing the warnings of Allah. That's the khulasa of it. The ummah today is not trusting what Allah has promised and they are not fearing the warnings of Allah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, I just have a flash and I'll mention this here, Waylul. It's the time of iftar and he observed the fast, the warning of Allah. And at the time of Maghrib, he is about to break his fast and he heard someone reading, Inna ladayna ankala wa jaheema wa ta'aman dha ghussatin wa azaban aleema. In Surah Muzammil, after Surah Iqra was revealed, then there was fatrat, there was a pause, and then each, some of us sitting say Mujassir was revealed, some say Muzammil was revealed, but it was the, among the early surahs. Inna Allah says verily, ladayna by us, ankal, ankal is the plural of the word nickel, fetters, handcuffs. Inna ladayna ankalan, wa jaheema, and the blazing fire, wa ta'aman, food, da ghussa, which will get sucked, wa adaban aleema. Hasan Basri heard someone reading this ayah at the time of iftar. He was hungry whole day, he lost his appetite. He said, no, I can't eat. يَوْمَ يُدَحْعُونَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَحْعًا. When the criminal will be driven towards hell, then Allah will ask, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبَصِرُونَ. So this hell, this fire that you can see, is this also witchcraft? Is this also magic? Is this also jadu or what is it? Because in this world, when they were told, when the heart deviates, my brother, and may Allah protect us. We come in an environment of deen to revive our hearts, to revive our hearts. Because the environment around us, I had read an article in which the author says that if a child from birth is given constantly, daily, in his subliminal conscious, given the impression of eating healthy food, organic food, GMO-free food, food that is good. Every day you tell that child, then too, the ill effects of one advertisement of fast food destroys all that positive energy you're transmitting to that child. So child is born from early age, you're telling this child, you're creating an environment. But the negative impact of one billboard on the psychological setting of that child destroys all that. Can you imagine in the environment in which we are, when the entire day from morning to evening in every regard, the impact that is shaping and fashioning our mind, what's the impact that is having upon us? The disbelievers had asked that we want to see Allah. We don't believe. So when the heart deviates, it reaches such a path that Allah said, their hearts have deviated to such an extent. وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. If we send the angels down. وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى. And the dead stand up and speak to them. وَحَشَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا. And we put paradise and hell before them. And we allow them to climb up to the heavens while on earth. And that also incorporated in the grammar of the ayah, we let them climb in the day so that they can see. وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَضَلُّوا. The ulama say, Allah didn't say فَبَاتُوا فِيهِ يَحْرُجُونَ. Allah said فَضَلُّوا. A basic Arabic grammar tells you, Bata yabitu baituta means to do an action by night, right? While balla means to do it in the day.
So if we allow them to ascend to the heavens in the day, and we cause the angels to descend, and we revise everything before them, they would typically turn around and say, لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ. Someone has cast a spell on us. We've seen something like hell, but it's not hell. That is when the heart is blocked. Imagine the heart blocked to a level that Allah told Habib alayhi salam, وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you were to invite them, they were not going to respond to guidance. The ulama say when the heart is not focused, then even if the speaker is the orator in the galaxy of prophets, still to it will not penetrate the heart. Shu'aib alayhi salam is termed as Khatibul Anbiya. Shu'aib alayhi salam is termed, as mentioned in Madarikul Tanzeel, Alama Nasafi has mentioned it. Shu'aib, like in the group of Sahaba, Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiallahu anhu, was known as Khatibu Rasulullah. He was the speaker, the orator of Nabi alayhi salam. Hassan ibn Thabit was the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the group of Anbiya, the Khatib, the speaker, the orator, was Shu'aib alayhi salam. And what did the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam say to him? قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِّمَّا تَقُولُ وَإِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا وَلَوْلَا رَهْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَا. Listen, Shu'aib, we don't even know what you're talking. We don't even understand what you speak. When the heart is not aligned and focused, then even Khatib al-Anbiya's words will not penetrate. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكَّرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. Ibn Abbas says, قَلْبٌ refers to عَقَلْيَا. In the words of Allah is the one whose heart is open, whose mind is open, whose heart is receptive, whose mind is receptive. Then his heart will change in 1 minute. Ibn Kathir makes mention of the narration, the magicians that came in the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. In the morning they came. In the morning they came to challenge the Nabi. And they came with their pride. They were the heroes of the day. They were the celebrities of the day. The nation was behind them. أَقْبَلُوا بِخُيَلَائِهِمْ وَفَخْرِهِمْ الْيَوْمَ يَرَى الْمَلِكُ صَنِيعَنَا الْيَوْمَ يَرَى الْقَوْمُ فَضْلَنَا. The nation will see our skill and our art. And they came and they challenged Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And then their art was to cast a spell on the eyes of people. That's what they are. Allah speaks about this, the type of magic. Saharu أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. Saharu أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. They cast a spell. They struck terror in the hearts. They displayed great magic. Great. Allah says it was great magic. Allah says. They dropped their staff, and to people it appeared that it was serpent, that it was snake. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam was a human, and a prophet is not exempted from human emotion. A prophet is not exempted from human emotion. And that is the wisdom of Allah, that a prophet feels hungry, a prophet feels sad, a prophet cries. Why? Because when a prophet cries, then he teaches us how to cry. If a prophet doesn't feel sad, we won't know how to behave when we're sad. When Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, born to Nabi alayhi salam from Maria Qibtiya, Nabi alayhi salam had 7 children. 6 were born to him from Khadija radiallahu anha. وَلَدَتْ لَهُ غُلَامَيْنِ وَأَرْبَعَ بَنَاتٍ. Khadija bore Nabi alayhi salam 6 children. Ibrahim was born from Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. And from Khadija radiallahu anha, the 2 sons that were born, Qasim, وَبِهِ كَانَ يُكْنَى. And from there, Nabi alayhi salam was known as Abu al-Qasim. And the 2nd son was Abdullah, وَكَانَ يُلَقَّبْ بِالطَّاهِرِ وَالطَّيِّرِ. And he was given the title of Tahir al-Tayyir. and the four daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum and Fatima, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. And from Maria Sidqiyya, radiyallahu anha, Ibrahim. Seven children born to Nabi alayhi salam, he buried six with his own hands. Nabi alayhi salam buried six children with his own hands. He was only survived by Fatima radiyallahu anha. And she passed away 6 months later. And she had not reached the 30 mark. أَرَاعِلَ لَلْدُّنْيَا عَلَيَّ كَثِيرًا وَصَاحِبُهَا حَتَّى الْمَمَاتِ عَلِيلُ وَإِنَّ افْتِقَادِي فَاطِمًا بَعْدَ أَحْمَدْ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَدُومَ خَلِيلُ. You have to understand that in Arabic, Ali radiallahu anhu said, that أَرَاعِلَ لَلْدُّنْيَا عَلَيَّ كَثِيرًا. I see the trials of this world are just mounting upon me, one after the other. It's this. وَإِنَّ افْتِقَادِي فَاطِمًا بَعْدَ أَحْمَدٍ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَإِنَّ افْتِقَادِي وَاحِدًا بَعْدَ وَاحِدٍ One after the other. وَفَاطِمَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَدُومَ خَلِيلُ. It's the proof that nobody is here to stay. The Arabic proverb is well known, لِدُوا لِلْمَوْتِ وَبْنُوا لِلْخَرَابِ. Give birth to die and build to demolish. Give birth only to die. وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَانَيْ جَزِيمَةَ حِقْبَةً مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَا فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِتُولِدِ اجْتِمَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِثْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. These couplets are in Tirmidhi and it's in the Mishkat in first volume. Aisha radiallahu anha read it at the grave of her brother Abdul Rahman when she came to Makkah and she paid her respects at the grave of her brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu. And she said, if I was present at your demise, I wouldn't have come. And in that she called about the two ministers of a king who had partnership for 40 years. And people said, these two will never part. But then when they parted, it felt like they never met. Anyway, I was saying to you that the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salam, they came. Right? They came to challenge Musa alayhi salam. And they dropped it. And they mesmerized the people. And today everybody has been gripped under some spell, some form of being hypnotized by something. That is why we ask, Nabi al-Islam is to make us go, رَبَّنَا لَا تُذِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. One of the supplications of the Quran. Allah, don't let our hearts slip. Allah, don't let our hearts slip. Allah, don't let our hearts slip. And Nabi al-Islam is to say, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا. Oh, the turn of our hearts, keep our hearts firm. And my brother, Allah is independent. Allah is self-sufficient. One wrong word and Allah can flip us forever. One wrong word. There we claim that we are someone. There we claim that we know it. And there Allah just drops us off and it's gone. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Hazrat Imam Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi used to say, دنیا کے بگائے ہوئے کو اللہ کے یہاں پناہ ملتی ہے اللہ کے بگائے ہوئے کو کون پناہ دے گا دنیا کے بگائے ہوئے کو اللہ کے یہاں پناہ ملے گی اللہ کے بگائے ہوئے کو کون پناہ دے گا Anybody who's been dropped off by anyone, you had an issue with your spouse, come to the masjid, you were retrenched or laid off by your boss, come to the masjid, you had a feud with your sibling, turn to Allah. You had an altercation with your neighbor, turn to Allah. But if Allah drops you off, who will rescue you? Who will rescue you? So Nabi alayhi salam used to make this dua. Nabi alayhi salam used to make this dua. Allah keep our hearts firm. So the Sahaba said, أَتَخَافُ عَلَيْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Oh, Prophet of Allah, do you fear? We want you, we won't leave you. He said, it's not as easy as you think. إِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ بَيْنَ إِصْبَعِينَ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. The hearts are in the control of Allah. Allah can turn the heart of any person at any time. This effort of deen is an effort with great hikmat and sensitivity. Dawud alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, the King, the Nabi, he said, Allah in my house, in my palace, 24 hours someone is worshipping you. and he was a Nabi, and utmost respect to his profile and seniority, and what he said was correct as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the maqam, can we urge the brothers to come forward, mashallah, people are streaming in, and if we can all inch forward and make some space, the masjid is growing to capacity, may Allah bless you. If we can move forward and probably open some windows as well. Jazakallah khair. You know, Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. And when you are told, make space in a gathering, then make space, Allah will make space for you in Jannah. This is what I'm about. I give you, it's a verse of the 28th juz in Surah Mujadala. وَإِذَا وَنْ قِيلَ you are told, لَكُمْ do you تَفَسَّحُوا. Make space in a gathering. فَفْسَحُوا, oblige and comply. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, Allah will give you space. All the Mufassirin say, ate in Jannah. Allah will give you space in Jannah. Imagine making space here and Allah will give you space in Jannah. Wow. What a great compensation. Dawud alayhi salatu was salam told Allah, Allah, in my house, you have been worshipped in my palace 24 hours. Allah said, Dawud, it is my ability. One day I will snatch it and you won't be able to honor that claim. A Nabi is the noblest of Allah's creation, the purest of Allah's creation, the paragon of Allah's creation. So the level on which the tarbiyah of a Nabi takes place is beyond our grasp and comprehension. A delegation came to ask Nabi alayhi salam for three things. Tell us about the seven sleepers. Tell us about the seven sleepers, the people who slept in the cave. Today many of our youngsters, they popping pills to sleep. Popping pills to sleep. Allah gave these youngsters such a peaceful sleep that no human in history has slept so long. And a peaceful sleep. And what a sleep. Allah gave them such a sleep that Allah diverted the rays of the sun in the morning and the evening not to disturb their sleep in any way. When a child is sleeping, especially if it's the firstborn of a woman and a mother, she's passionate, she mollycoddles the child, she pampers the child, she limits the husband, she imposes restrictions. Have I come home or have I come somewhere else? وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ. And you would observe the sun, إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, when it rises, تَزَاوَرْ عَنْ, when the sila is عَنْ, like in many words, like رَغِبَ, when the sila is عَنْ, or نَالَ, the sila is مِنْ, academic grammar language, it creates the opposite meaning. In English, you have the word responsible, and put the word in before it becomes the direct opposite, irresponsible. Permissible, impermissible. So in Arabic also, there are certain words, if it's preceded by a word, it changes the entire meaning. Da'autu laka means I prayed for you. And da'autu alayka means I cursed you. Now you don't know, you say, hey, Masa Maaf se dua kare. Sikin hai dua nahi kare, but dua kare bhai. Because laka and alay. So, tazawwaru. And you would observe the sun when it's rising in the morning, it will go beyond the cave. تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ. And they were resting in the innermost part of this cave. So anyway, these people came to ask, that is why I often say to the youth that on a night of sin and in a place of sin, just withdrawing away from sin is ibadah. It's a Saturday night, it's buzzing, it's happening, right? There's money, there's wheels, there's bunnies, there's pearls, there's women, there's gambling, there's raving. It's a club, it's a pub, it's hot, it's happening. just moving away from sin itself is ibadah. These people didn't do anything, the Quran says they moved away from wrong and they went to sleep. That's all. The Quran doesn't say they made ibadah in the cave, they went to sleep. They went to sleep, they just moved away. That's it, Allah loves that. Allah speaks about the believers in the Quran, and you will see how Ibn Kathir opens it up. That the Ibadur Rahman, may Allah make us His true servants. That's what we come here to learn Iman, to become beloved in the eyes of Allah. That, what's my ratings with Allah? What's my gradings with Allah? What's my score with Allah? Where do I feature in the court of Allah? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was sitting, Jibreel alayhi salam was with, and then Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu found. And Jibreel alayhi salam was in the form of Tihya Kalbi radiallahu anhu. Tihya Kalbi. Generally, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come in his form. He was a handsome looking Sahabi. Every Sahabi was amazing and good looking in his own way. So, Abu Dharr didn't realize this was Nabi alayhi salam. This was Jibreel alayhi salam. Can you imagine the honor of Aisha radiallahu anhu? That Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Aisha, hada Jibreel, yaqraw alayhi salam. Aisha, this is Jibreel. He's giving you salams. Eyes, this is Jibreel giving you salams. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received wahi, and he Jibreel came to him, the ulama say, when he came home to Khadija radiallahu anha, he didn't introduce himself by saying, Khadija, I just met with Jibreel, and I'm scheduled to meet with Mikael also. For the profile, you know, Amrikone Marine Wawa. No, Zammiduni, Dattiruni, Zammiduni, Dattiruni. I don't know, I'm trembling. Kalla la yukhzika Allahu abada. Innaka latasilu rahim. Wa taqri al-dayf. Wa tu'inu ala la. The hadith of Bukhari, the famous one, where Khadija radiallahu anha comforted Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar.
www.attabli.com.
And they asked Nabi alayhi salam three questions. One was, tell us about the people who slept. Then tell us about Dhul Qarnayn, the man who traveled the east and the west. And tell us about the soul. The whole world is thriving on the external body, on the cosmetic industry, the thriving industry. And it's all to do with the external. And that's not the human. The real human is the soul. And nobody's concerned about the soul. The whole world is how you can look young, you can look attractive, your skin can be beautiful. One of my scholars used to say, the condition of this world is like an old person who's put makeup. So from far, what they say? From far it looks nice, and from close, far from nice. Nice from far and far from nice. Right? But when you get close up, this is not what I seen outside. This is not what I thought. From outside, it was looking stunning, it was looking gorgeous, it was looking amazing, it was looking mind-boggling. But as I got any closer, this world is a deceptive world. Allah referred to it, for the disbelievers who do good actions, like a mirage. أَوْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيْعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدُهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا. Anyway, I was telling you that the Anbiya alayhim as-salam's tarbiyah takes place on a very, very high level. On a very high level. So they asked Nabi alayhi as-salam three questions on the soul, about the Dhul Qarnayn, and about the seventh sleepers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, I will tell you tomorrow. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot. 15 days revelation was paused. That was the tarbiyah of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 15 days revelation was paused. You and I don't say inshallah every day Allah doesn't deprive us. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't say I will do this but that you mention inshallah. So Dawud alayhi salatu wa sallam said, oh Allah, in my palace, every day you worshipped. All the time, 24 hours. And he had divided it up. Allah said, Dawud, I have given you the strength. And this is the authentic narration as expounded by many of the scholars of Tafsir.
Dawood, one day I will snatch it and then it won't be like you said. That's it. Allah just takes away the tawfiq and it's gone. إِنَّ الْمَقَادِيرَ إِذَا تَسَاعَدَتْ أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزِ بِالْقَادِرِ The Arabic poet says, when Qadr helps you, when destiny aids you, and Allah inspires you, then the feeble become able, the helpless become helpful, and when Allah takes taqdeer away, then the helpful become helpless. The helpful become helpless. I just cannot read Quran. I just cannot go for jawla. I just cannot attend. I don't know what has happened. So Dawood alayhi salam was sitting and making his ibadah. And when he would sit in his chamber, then there would be a hajib, there would be someone, a butler at the door to man the door, and nobody would be allowed. And he was engrossed in his ibadah. And while he was engrossed in his ibadah, suddenly somebody came barging through. If تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ They scaled it. They hopped over. And while he's reading, they just violated all protocol. They got right up to Dawood alayhi salam, and he's engaged in worship, and two people are there. And they now standing there, we are two litigants, and we are having this argument. خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْتِطْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ Listen, we had an argument, he's overpowering me, and you know what, this is my brother, إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةٌ He has 99 ewes, 99 sheep, and I have one. Instead of balancing the whole thing, he wants me to give him one and make it 100. And there's too many people like that in the world. We might laugh, but that's it. One of the great scholars used to say, the only ship that doesn't sail is partnership. The only ship that doesn't sail is partnership. It sinks. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ Anyway, Dawood, you know what, he's like this and he's like this. And Dawood alayhi salam got so preoccupied in trying to resolve this conflict that the claim of perpetual worship was now put on hold momentarily. He got so busy, he was so overwhelmed. This happened, there was an accident, the phone rang, the bell rang. I got to the door, I had to rush out, and my amal went. وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّا But the Nabi was a Nabi, immediately he realized, and he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to look in our life. Allah speaks about the pagan Arab. They had one evil practice amongst other evil practices. So they had a lot of these rusumat and practices. One of the things that they used to do, and when we read Quran, the aim of that is to not read about the people of the past without drawing a lesson on ourselves. Oh, they did like this, he did like this, she did like this, they did like this. No, no. For us to learn, that's what Allah has told us. In fact, in the khasa'is of this ummah, in Tanbihul Ghafirin, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has mentioned something very amazing. He said, Allah sent this ummah last, so no nation will come after them and read about their mistakes. It's mentioned there. So we are nation of Ad did like this, or Samud did like this, or Lut's nation did, or Hud alayhi salam's nation, or Nuh alayhi salam, or they did like this, or they did like this, or this. Allah send this ummah last, so no nation comes after us to read about our wrongs. Then Allah gave us the shortest lifespan to rescue us from sin. That the life is not long enough to allow you to do more sin. Even if you want to, your life just cuts off. أَعْمَارُهُمْ قَصِيرْ حَتَّى تَكُونَ ذُنُوبُهُمْ أَقَلْ Allah gave us a short lifespan so that there isn't time to sin. But if you look in the backdrop of the revelation of Surah Al-Qadr, and this is in the Tafaseer,
That when Nabi alayhi salam said in the previous ummah, a person worshipped Allah for 5 centuries, and a person worshipped Allah for 1 century, and in Bani Israel, a monk went in his monastery, and he didn't come out for 60 years, and we need all these narrations. So when the Sahaba heard this, that Ya Allah, we wish we had this. So Allah gave us a short lifespan to save us from sin, but in the short lifespan, He blessed us with certain days and months, which if we value, we'll have the opportunity of having a life full of centuries. So Allah gave us Laylatul Qadr, then Allah gave us the nights preceding Eid, then Allah gave us Jummah, then Allah gave us this night, that night. Value this, you'll get the same reward. So your life is short, so you don't do any wrong. Cut it short, just don't give in. So ulama asked the question, people say, that if a person goes to Jannah, may Allah make us among them. You know, we heard now, mashallah, wa qadis have recited so beautifully in Quran. Allah says that, and this is all mentioned in tafsir, that when the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, may Allah make us among them. Allah says, Inna lil muttaqina mafada hada'iqa wa a'naba. Verily, for those that fear Allah, there's salvation. Mafadan. Hada'iq, there's orchards. A'naba, there's vineyards. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا. And there will be young, beautiful damsels of common age. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. And there will be glasses brimming to its capacity. لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنْزِفُونَ. The alcohol won't make you dizzy, nor will you blurt nonsense. لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ. There's no vice of crime or sin. Right? كَأْسًا دِهَاقًا جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. This is mentioned in Ma'arif al-Qur'an for the ulama who would like to read it. Allah says, when you enter Jannah, Allah speaks about one ni'mah, second ni'mah. The first ni'mah of Jannah is greater than this world and its entirety, which is actually not something tangible. The occupants of Jannah will just walking in, and the first thing that they will say is something more wholesome than what this whole world can offer. And what is it? As they will enter, they will say, Alhamdulillah, now we don't have to be depressed again ever in our life.
وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنَ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضل. وقالوا, they will say, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. أذهب, who took away عنا from us الحزن, this grief, the sadness. إن ربنا لغفور. Verily, our Allah is one who forgives perpetually. شكور. Allah really, really appreciates. Man needs to appreciate and he doesn't appreciate. Allah doesn't have to appreciate, yet He appreciates. One of my scholars used to say to us in Bukhari, that gratitude is the ingredient to sustain a marriage. If there's no gratitude and appreciation, there's no marriage, there's no relationship. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said he's Halim. He's Halim. Halim means forbearance. Inna Ibrahim la Halimun Awwahun. Awwahun. Imam Qurtubi says Awwahun has 14 meanings. Imam Qurtubi says Awwah has 14 meanings. Inna Ibrahim la Halimun Awwah. Halim, Burdbar, tolerance, forbearance. In English, what they say, what cannot be cured must be endured. Ibrahim alayhi salam was Halim because Allah said he is Halim. But Ismail alayhi salam was gone and he came home. Where's your husband? No, he's gone to earn. How is your life? نَحْنُ فِي بِيْقٍ وَشِدَّ. It's just miserable. It's horrible. It's difficult. It's poverty. There's nothing happening here. Ibrahim was forbearant by the definition of Allah. But when the spouse at home was ungrateful, Ibrahim told the spouse, tell your husband when he comes back, he needs to change his doorstep. Even the forbearance, Ibrahim's forbearance gave way when the spouse was ungrateful. Humans need to be grateful. Ibn Asakir's narration, A person came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, Inni ilayka haja, I have a need from you. I've asked Allah, now I've come to you. So, first I made dua, now I've come to you. So look at the humility of Sahaba. He said, don't ask me on my face. Write it there so it doesn't inflate me. You know, we say, hey, I'm in a humble boy, born in a bush. You're 30 foot from the beach. Right? What do we feel about ourselves? Who are we, my brother? What am I? I'm a nothing. You are nothing. Allah's everything, right? Sayyidina Umar is walking. فَحَدَّثَتْنِي نَفْسِي. His ego said to him, but Umar, you are great, man, Umar. Everybody says you're great. You're the legend, man. You're the man. Even devil changes his path, man. Even the devil. Umar, أَنْتَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَنْ ذَا أَفْضَلْ مِنْكَ. Manda, make space, brothers. There are people coming in. Make space, inshallah. Allah bless you. You're just going to tell me when the screen is to start, right? I'm starting now. You tell me whenever the screen is to start. So, he said, Umar radiallahu anhu, his nafs. And the nafs plays tricks with everyone. You know. So, Umar radiallahu anhu said, gather everyone in the masjid. The narration is in Hayat al-Sahaba. Gather everyone in the masjid. So the masjid is brimming to capacity. Then he goes on the minbar. He says, hey brothers, you know what? Before Islam, I was a shepherd. And then I used to take the flock. Yeah. And then end of the day, they used to give me some days. Then I used to come home. And then, yeah, that was the end of the day. Then I used to go home. Okay, right. You can go home. Now, who's going to tell Umar radiallahu anhu? Who's going to tell Umar radiallahu anhu anything? But Sahaba, when he came, one day Sayyidina Umar was sitting, and this also in Hayat al-Sahaba, and then few Sahaba were with, so somebody passed wind, somebody released flatulence. You know, they say you get two types. One is silent but violent. And then you get the loud and proud. So somebody released wind. The hadith says when Adhan is called out, the devil runs so fast, وَلَهُ ذُرَاتٌ وَلَهُ ذُرَاتٌ. He runs so fast that he gives off a loud wind. And the Rawi says that he goes to Roha, the narration says, and Roha was miles away. He cannot stand Adhan. Adhan is a blow to him. Adhan is a blow to him. That's why we give Adhan in the ears of that child. Because that blows the devil away. You're walking into a new shop, into a new house, ideally read Surah Baqarah, perform Salah. But if you don't have too much time, just give Adhan. Just give Adhan. Adhan will flush out devilish things. So somebody passed wind. Sayyidina Umar said, I insist whoever you are, stand up and make wudu. So the Sahabi next to him nudged him and he said, Umar, فَوَيَتَوَضَّعُ الْقَوْمُ جَمِيعًا. How about asking everybody to make wudu? In that those who have wudu will renew their wudu, those that don't have will make a fresh wudu, and in that, his brother's wrong will be covered. He said, نِعْمَ السَّيِّدُ كُنْتَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَنِعْمَ السَّيِّدُ أَنْتَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. You were a leader before Islam, and you're a greater leader after Islam. Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu was a very generous man. He asked Nabi alayhi salam, will I be rewarded for the generosity I displayed before Islam? Nabi alayhi salam said, is that reward that Allah made you a Muslim? Aslamta ala ma aslafta min khayr. Aslamta ala ma aslafta. He accepted Islam on Hunayn, on the occasion of Hunayn, rising the tail end when Hawazin and Hunayn took place. So now they told Abdurrahman ibn Auf, you tell Umar, we leave our chores, we come to the masjid only to hear that he was a shepherd. So, Abdurrahman ibn Auf told Umar ibn Khattab, عِبْتَ نَفْسَكَ. Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're defecting yourself, you're blemishing yourself, what's this? He said, sorry if I wasted your time, my ego was inflated and I needed to deflate it. So I needed to tell you about my life, that which my ego wouldn't like others to know about me. Aisha radiallahu anha praised Nabi alayhi salam. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Ameen. He was Ameen. Every Nabi was Ameen. Inni lakum Rasulun Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Aisha radiallahu anha said that Nabi alayhi salam conveyed to us wahi. He conveyed to us wahi, where Allah praised him.
He also conveyed to us wahi, where Allah reproached him.
لو كتم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا من الوحي لكتم هذه الآية وتخفن وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشى.
Oh Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, are you fearing the people? Allah ought to be feared. He said, Aisha radiallahu anha said, our Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم conveyed every message. This effort is to speak about the greatness of Allah. Anyway, I still started off on the incident of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and I was telling you about Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu.
It's a Mercedes MK18 UBC, white Mercedes. It's blocking the whole street. It's British, and whoever has this car, please remove it, just out of office.
Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, my opening comment that I had mentioned, that the knowledge of all the Sahaba are found in two. Ali radiyallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And then I digressed a little bit, speaking on how great Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu was. In fact, there's a narration, Nabi alayhi salam said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ رَطْبًا كَمَا نَزَلْ فَلْيَقْرَأْهُ عَلَىٰ قِرَاءَةِ إِبْنِ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ. If you want to read Quran like how it was revealed to me, then listen to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and read like him. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. One day Hazrat Jimran Yusuf rahmatullah, and this is mentioned in his Sawani, and I read it even in this other kitab, Iqtibasat, from his lectures. He gave a talk to professionals. They were all prominent, profiled, skilled, professional individuals that were sitting there. So somebody started introducing him before that, that he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's a professor, he's an engineer, he has this accolade, he has this accomplishment. So Hazrat Rahimahullah then said, okay, enough, enough. These are necessary titles, but since when have they become the pride of our introduction? Since when has this become the pride of our introduction? Then he said, there was a time in our glory days where a person was introduced, O Nabi of Allah, his son was in Badr martyrs. O Nabi of Allah, his son memorized so much Quran, the hadith of Bukhari. And this is it. Our vision needs to change. Our priorities need to change. Aws and Khazraj were at loggerheads. كان الأوس والخزرج حيين من الأنصار وكان بينهما عداوة. They had altercations, fights, feuds. Then Islam came. When Islam came, then they were sitting together, and now their whole stance of honor was different. Their discussion was different. فقالت الأوس منا غسيل الملائكة ومنا من اهتز له العرش ومنا من حبته الدبر ومنا من أجيزت شهادته بشهادة رجلين. Prior to this, this was my wealth, this was my empire, these were my camels, this was my know-how. After accepting Islam, the same oath is changing, a complete difference. What was this oath is saying? Oh, when Musab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu was walking, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and he started crying. And he said, but I know this Musab. And today with the grace of Allah through this blessed effort, how many youngsters whose lives have turned, revolutionized from a club and a pub, from a tattoo and a bottle of wine, to a hallmark of sajda and prostration. Nabi alayhi salam said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مُصْعَبًا هَذَا وَمَا بِمَكَّةَ فَتًا أَنْعَمْ عِنْدَ أَبَوَيْهِ مِنْهُ. I know this Mus'ab, most well-attired boy, most fragrant man, most affluent youngster, most elite youngster. لَقَدْ تَرَكَ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. But today there isn't anyone more scantily dressed out of lack of provision than Mus'ab. When he passed away, in غُطِّيَ رَأْسُهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلًا. When his head was covered, his feet was exposed. When his feet was covered, his head was exposed. Nabi alayhi salam said, covering his head with the coffin and his feet with the leaves. I heard from my ustad in Dars-e-Bukhari
He said the fact that Nabi alayhi salam told the Sahaba to cover his feet with leaves, that means no other Sahabi also had a cloth available. Otherwise they would have given it. No other Sahabi had a cloth available. We never think of that. Nabi alayhi salam said, cover the head with the kafan and cover the feet. Sahaba said, we consider him deserving of this.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه.
Mean from the believers, رجال آمين. رجال. One scholar said it so beautifully, those that are in Arabic will know, رجال can be the plural of رجل or can be the plural of راجل also. Sahaba were rijal in the plural of rajul. We are rijal in the plural of rajil. Rajil can mean the person walking. They were rijal. They were men. They were humans. They had it.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه.
They were those who honored the vows they made with Allah. They said if there was anyone deserving was this young boy Mus'ab bin Umair. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was performing salah by night. May Allah give us that ecstasy.
Ahlul layli fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. Walillahi darrul qail.
The poet said, the spiritual ecstasy, the pious derive in staying awake whole night and chatting with their Allah is way more wholesome than the fake pleasure that sinners get in dining and whining all night. Ahlul layli fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. In talking to Allah, it's pure, it's wholesome, it's spiritual, it's meaningful, it's rich, it has تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ يَبِيتُ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. In different verses, Allah exhorts us, take out a portion in the night and chat with me. Talk to me. Speak to me. In the initial stages, for 1 year, the command was to spend a third of the night, half of the night, or two-thirds of the night in ibadah. Nobody knows about that. We all know about all the other specialities. Hey, in those days, in the early days, you could talk in salah. I wish it was like Al-Faz also. People think different things. And yes, in the early days they could speak until the verse was revealed. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. That made nasakh of speaking in salah. So there is a sahabi who says, I came in the masjid and I didn't know now speaking was forbidden. So I came and I joined the salah and then I sneezed. So I said, Alhamdulillah. So everybody said. So I told him, مَا شَأْنُكُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَيَّ. Some go, Badamani, come to work. Why are you all looking at me? I didn't know the prohibition came and the abrogation came that now you cannot speak. So I started sneezing and I said, Alhamdulillah. And we have been taught that when somebody says sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah, then we say, Yarhamukallah. The narration of Tirmidhi, that disbelievers used to come and sneeze before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that they hope that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. كَانَ الْيَهُودُ يَتَعَاطَصُونَ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sneeze is not something you can store. Sneeze, you sneeze. And by the way, let me just say, you get a lot of people, they block the sneeze and they vent a yawn. You've got to do the other way around. If there's anything to block, it's a yawn and not a sneeze. You get some people. What is that?
Oh, my God.
No! The hadith of Bukhari. Al-utasu min Allah, wa tata'ubu min al-shaytan. Sneezing is from Allah, yawning is from the devil. Block the yawn and not the sneeze. Yes, don't sneeze on someone. That's obvious, right? Don't sneeze on someone. They used to come and sneeze in front with the hope that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Yarhamukallah. But because they were just believers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Hadakum Allah, may Allah guide you. May Allah guide you. Wow. There is a narration, one Sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salam, he said, Ma'arif al-Quran under the, in Surah Noon, Noor, under the ayat of Isti'dan, that when you enter a house and nobody replies. So there's a narration there of a Sahabi, he came and knocked on the door, and then said, As-salamu alaykum. Nabi alayhi salam came to his house, Nabi said, As-salamu alaykum, no reply. Nabi said, As-salamu alaykum, no reply. Third time, As-salamu alaykum, no reply. So Nabi said, left. Then he opened the door, oh, Nabi of Allah, come. So Nabi said, I came. He said, if I had to reply audibly, you wouldn't have greeted again. So of course the ulama say that it was not the intention of that sahabi, but that's not the way you do it, because in that way you're obviously causing discomfort to the makhdoom. But just the passion of the invocation of greetings and blessings from Nabi alayhi salam, that he replied discreetly and not audibly so that he could get multiple greetings. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. A sneeze is from Allah. So anyway, the Sahabi said, I sneeze and everybody is looking at me. So I said, why are you looking at me? They said, after Salah was over, these are the words. May Allah give us the akhlaq of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The catalyst, I always say, every quality of Nabi alayhi salam is a winner. If you take his generosity, thousands will come to Islam. If you take his smile, thousands will come to Islam. If you take his humility, thousands will come to Islam. If you take his tolerance, every quality of Nabi alayhi salam is a winner. And Allah blessed him with only good qualities. حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ Any quality of Nabi alayhi salam, hidayah. Hidayah will spread. People will come in their numbers, in their droves, in their scores, in their multitudes. Habbar bin Aswad. Nabi alayhi salam is in Medina. His daughter Zainab radiallahu anha is in Makkah. Badr took place. Abul As bin Rabi was married to his eldest daughter, who was the nephew of Khadija radiallahu anha. Khadija told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's get Zainab married. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay. Wa kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yukhalifuha. Zainab radiallahu anha got married to Abul As bin Rabi. Then came the campaign of Badr. Abul As joined the campaign, not to actively participate, but because the entire Meccans had invested their wealth and to rescue this treasure, he participated. Long story short, he was captured. Then the people from Makkah had to send wealth for the ransom of their captives. Khadija radiallahu anha had passed on. At the nikah of her daughter Zainab, she gave her a necklace. In that was a valuable pendant. Zainab is in Makkah. Nabi alayhi salam is in Medina. Abul As is captured. Understand the crisis in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah. We leave our amal, our jawla, because we got tension and stress. You can't even begin to imagine. Badr took place and came as victory, as a joy. Uthman radiallahu anhu says, I'm coming out of the qabr. And there I seen a horseman, and he says, Abshir, glad tidings, Allah gave the Muslims victory in Badr, and at the same time I just buried the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, my wife. Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Then Nabi alayhi salam came and stood by the graveside of his daughter Ruqayya. Extreme joy on the victory of Badr, but it coincided with the demise of his daughter Ruqayya radiallahu anha. At one time, what a challenge. 3 long years in the valley of Abu Talib, they barely exit from that valley, and then Abu Talib goes and Khadija radiallahu anha goes. What a test in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a test in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Kana mutawasil al-ahzan. How do the Sahaba describe Nabi alayhi salam? A man of perpetual grief. A man of perpetual grief. Constant grief, but da'im at-tabassum. He had a smile on his face all the time. La ilaha illallah. We can't digest it in theory. Try and think to smile when you say, We grapple with this yet. In your mind you cannot. That was the condition of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he was smiling permanently, but his heart was gripped on the worry of the entire ummah. So, by us coming out in the path of Allah and connecting ourselves, the soul is restless, my young brother. The soul, Allah has made this human heart, it needs to be attached. We are social creatures. Psychologists tell us, no human is an island. Every human yearns and pines for association. This is our DNA, this is our anatomy, this is our makeup. We crave to be together. The heart needs to be connected. This is how Allah has made it. And that's why in Arabic you refer to it as Fu'ad or Qalb. And Qalb means the ever-evolving organ. It's turning all the time. Either you're going to give it to Allah, tere maate pe hai agar sajde ka nisha, to kya hua? Koi aisa sajda kar jo chor jai zameen pe nisha. If there is the mark of frustration on your forelock, good luck. What about that sajda that leaves a trace on the ground? What about that sajda that leaves a trace on the ground? That bond, that closeness, that ecstasy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is performing salah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar are what? It's the late hours of the night. The whole mind has changed. I said, the oaths, now they're talking, minna ghaseelul malaika. We have a sahabi amongst us, when he passed away, the angels gave ghusl. The whole source of pride is different. The whole grounds of honor is different. It's not my phone, it's not my car, it's not my contact, it's not who I know. When crisis hits the fan, and the vessel is turbulent, then it is how much you know the angels. It's not how much you know your friends and buddies. When Sayyidina Yunus was swallowed by the fish, Ibn Rajab Hanbali makes mention of this narration, and then he was in the belly of the fish, and he was calling out to Allah, as Allah speaks about it in the Quran, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So he called out to Allah. So Allah told the angels, you know who's this making dua to me? So the angel said, we know the voice, but we can't work out the place. Sawtum ma'roofum min biladin ghariba. The voice is familiar, the place is not familiar. Allah said, this is my servant Yunus. They said, Yunus, your Nabi? Allah said, yes. The malaika said, Allah, accept our intercession and rescue him. If your voice is known to the malaika, my brother, in a crisis, they will intercede. But if she knows it, and he knows it, and they know it, it doesn't cut any ice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it to bring down decisions, it needs to be heard. There's a narration in Hayatul Sahaba of that horseman that was going, and then a person came to attack him. He said, okay, just give me a chance, let me perform two rakat salah. And then he made dua, and then one angel came down, and then advanced towards the thug, and attacked him. And then the sahabi went to him and he said, who are you? He said, لَمَّا دَعَوْتَ الْعُولَى سَمِعْنَا لِأَبْوَابِ السَّمَاءِ قَعْقَعَ وَلَمَّا دَعَوْتَ الثَّانِيَ. When we heard you making dua first time, all the malaika heard a bit of a shuffle in the sky. Then you made dua second, then we heard trembles in the sky. Then you made dua third time and we heard boom. So I asked Allah, Allah, this is one of your servants, please give me the opportunity, I want to respond. So Allah accepted my request to help you. It's in Hayat al-Sahaba, the narration is there. So that's when there is qadr and there's recognition. There is a narration in Riyad al-Salihin that in the previous time there was drought and the cloud was going. This cloud was going, and in that cloud, the voice was called out that go and shower your rain on this garden. So one person is walking, the hadith is authentic. Imam Nawawi has made mention of it. So one person said, I'm listening and I see the cloud is talking. Right? Nabi alayhi salam says in a hadith that in the previous ummah, a person got onto the back of a cow. So the cow said, hey, I haven't been created as a mode of transport. So some sahaba said, Subhanallah, baqaratun tatakallam. Oh Nabi Allah, did we understand you properly? Was a cow speaking? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you have reservation, you can have it. Abu Bakr and Umar, believe me.
Abu Bakr and Umar, believe me. Abu Bakr and Umar, believe me. That is our deen. That is our deen. Allah has blessed the human with intellect, and Allah has blessed the human with ego as well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَ وَرَكَّبَ فِيهِمْ الْعَقْلِ. Allah created the angels and endowed them with intellect. Allah then created the animal, وَرَكَّبَ فِيهِمُ الشَّهْوَ. And Allah entrenched in their ego and desire. And then Allah created human, وَرَكَّبَ فِيهِمُ الْعَقْلَ وَالشَّهْوَ. And Allah endowed them with intellect and base desires. فَمَنْ غَلَبَ عَقْلُهُ عَلَى شَهْوَتِهِ فَهُوَ أَعْلَى مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَمَنْ غَلَبَ شَهْوَتُهُ عَلَى عَقْلِهِ فَهُوَ أَدْنَى مِنَ الْبَهَائِمِ. The one whose intellect governs his desires, he even excels the malaika. And the one whose base desires govern his intellect, he falls even low below the animals. Sayyidina Umar came to the black stone. Ya Hajar, inni a'lam annaka Hajar, ma tanfa' wa la tadur. Oh black stone, you're a stone. You can't honor me, you can't disgrace me. But oh Umar, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed it, so you kiss it. The jazba of ita'at, which we learn from an amir, from our parents, from our seniors, to control, to regulate, to tame. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib, Dawud Barakatum, always says, Azadi tumara haq, barbadi tumara natija. Azadi tumara haq, barbadi tumara natija. Freedom is your right, then you have to live with the consequences. You have to live with the consequences. The human needs to be tamed, it needs to be domesticated, it needs to be regulated. Then it can produce. Then it. The human ego is the writings of Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh. He says it's like the horse. When you get on the back of a horse, if you ever rode a horse, then a horse examines the confidence of the rider. When you get on the back of a horse, it will jostle, it will move. And if you show weakness, it will flip you. Then you're a dummy on the back and the horse rides you. Now you just sit and you're a dummy. The horse is riding you. But if you hold that reins firm, and you grip that, and you trust that, and then you know how to operate that, now you ride that horse. And when you ride that horse, then Allah swears oaths on that horse. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ. Look at this horse. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَا. Sometimes it's giving off the sparks and throwing out sand and dust. Sometimes it's going in the midst of the ferocious battle. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَا. In academic language, it's a qasam and it's a jawab qasam. Allah takes the jawab qasam. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. But man, you wicked. But man, you're so ungrateful. This horse is so compliant, obliging, and submissive to a, not its real creator or master, but just to someone that gives it some fodder, some hay and shelter. It endangers its own life for the victory of its master. What is it, O man, that you cannot do for me what this horse does for its master? Kanood, if Hasan Basri says, has two meanings. Kanood means one who remembers the bounty but forgets the giver of the bounty. Imagine you buy your son a watch and you go, hey, I got a nice watch. But he doesn't for a moment say, thank dad. He just says, oh, look at my watch. Wow, look at my watch. Not even by mistake. And yet another commentary given of Kanood is that one who remembers the bounty and forgets the giver of the bounty, or one who uses the bounty given to him in the disobedience of Allah. Uses the bounty given to him in the disobedience. My brothers, much has been said, tashkil needs to take place. The reality of the matter is, where to from here? I just mentioned one, two things, and then inshallah, brothers will make the scheme. My mind was hopping in different directions. I was saying from the word Ata and Hisaba, we heard in the Quran, where Allah says when the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, Allah refers to that as Ata and Hisaba. La ilaha illallah. When you go into Jannah, these are the words of the Quran, there are probably many ulama sitting here. So Allah says, Jannah is for you Ata'an. It's a gift. Hisaba it's in measure, it's in proportion, it's remuneration, it's compensation. So the scholars who just mentioned in Ma'riful Quran, they say there's apparent contradiction. End of the month, a boss, if he calls his employee and he says, here's a gift. So what a gift, by tomorrow for Gaza. I'm entitled to you. What do you mean it's a gift? I work for you. First you give me less and then you want to say hajjo. So what you happen? I mean, hajjo kya mange. Right? You cannot tell me that he's a hadiah. See what the ulama has written, and you can see it in Ma'riful Quran. But Allah refers to your entry into Jannah as a gift and compensation. So there's contradiction. It's a gift or it's a salary. It cannot be both. Afa and hadiah, bakshis. Hisaba, imagine. Hisaba is two explanations, one explanation given. And they give such a beautiful explanation that Jannah is too great for your actions. To make you happy, it is compensation. In reality, it's a hadiah. Jannah is too great for your amal. My whole life, your whole life, from the day we born till the day we die, cannot compensate for one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, for one ni'mat. But to make you happy, Ata'an, it is a gift, hisaba, compensation, in exchange, in lieu, in measure, in proportion. But otherwise, the ni'mats of Jannah are beyond our grasp. The ulama say, if a person dies with disbelief, may Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. That is the most painful thing that could happen to any person. And we need to cry and beg and beseech Allah. Oh Allah, save us from doing actions of habdir a'mal. Habdir a'mal means, Allah, don't let me do those evil which destroy all my goods. We don't even know this dua. Look at the pious, all of them. Ey Allah, habte amal ke asbab se humari hifazat farma. Habte amal means those actions. What if you do a bad, this is the wrong. Then there are certain actions, the consequences of that vice is the destruction and invalidation of all your virtue. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُ لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم. Don't raise your voice in front of my Nabi, all your good will be destroyed. So the question arises, if a person dies and he worships Allah for 50 years and Allah gives him Jannah forever, then that is the fadl of Allah. But if a person makes kufr for 50 years or sin for 50 years and he dies with disbelief, then Allah is free from injustice. لا يخاف ظلما ولا هرضما. لا يخاف ظلما ولا هرضما. So how come he will go to hell forever? Where is the justice? So the answer is in the Quran, and the answer of everything is in the Quran, it's just we're not reading it. Allah says, we ended his life at 60, but if we gave him a life of 600 years also, he would remain on kufr. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And if we send them back in this world, they will repeat the same thing they did, and they are liars in their claim of change. Allah has given us a mubarak effort, with the intention of learning and not judging, with the intention of protecting my own iman and not claiming myself better to anyone, how I can make my own time valuable, how my own life and my own connection with Allah can change, how my home can become a Mubarak home. Imagine coming home and the light is burning and you knock on the door and your son is on the prayer mat at 1 a.m. Or you get in the other room and the light is burning and your daughter's foot is in the basin and she's performing her wudu. And you get in the other room and your son reciting Quran. You are a king without a home. You are a leader without a nation. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِعَيْنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ أَيَّرَى زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَوْلَادَهُ مُطِيعِينَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, there is no greater euphoria, ecstasy, jubilation, excitement for a believer than to come home and see his entire family in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who's ready, inshallah? There's so many different proposals that will be put forward, inshallah. Avail yourself. Allah has given us the time. Let us offer ourselves for the deen of Allah. Allah reward you all.
Added 4 months from Ashton.